Green Acres is the place to be, I say. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. You can keep Manhattan, give me a countryside. Douglas got a farm, it doesn't do so well. The corn that he grows, but it looks like hell. A blonde named Lisa be his lovely wife. The one to live on the farm all her life.
My problem is that I don't know what crops to plant for next season.
You know the old saying, two heads are better than yours.
Lisa, this is ridiculous.
Oliver, what's bothering you? What's bothering you?
You'll find Ed in the barn in the loft. He's really kind of tall and his brain is kind of soft. Always growing up and keeps Douglas sighing. He looks like the president of Food Line. Go into town to Drucker's store. Big old pickle barrel sitting on the floor. If you want a movie, not one around, you gotta head up to Pixley Town.
What are you doing, Dad?
Guess who was elected balloon queen?
Wonder why Ed Sullivan hasn't called me back.
We're just talking about your husband, Mrs. Douglas.
What are you doing, Dad? What are you doing?
If you really hit a run of bad luck, you'll probably meet up with Haney's truck. Stop at Mr. Zimmel's coming back from the store. Orno the pig will greet you at the door. Call Mr. Kimball to check out your dirt. He'll talk in circles until your ears hurt. All in all, Hooverville ain't a bad place, but you better buy a ticket home just in case.
Just pull that rope. I'd pull it as soon as you get over Anaheim, California.
This valley would be stuck with 6,000 acres of rutabaga. Imagine how that'd smell on a hot day.
I didn't want to interrupt you while you were talking to the dirt.
Hit it, John boy.